This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Elected leaders from across the state are in Denver today for the first ever Colorado Fentanyl Summit to discuss solutions to a spike in use and overdose deaths. U.S. Attorney for Colorado Cole Finnegan is a co-organizer and wants to prosecute more fentanyl sources.
We're really focusing on trying to stop the people who are distributing this because they are literally killing the citizens of our state.
More than 900 Coloradans died from a fentanyl overdose last year. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado have hit their highest peak in almost 3 months. The number of Coloradans with confirmed COVID-19 cases jumped nearly 40% from last week, and the state's positivity rate is over 10%. United Airlines is expanding its Denver Flight Training Center. The airline will add a four-story building to the 23-acre facility in the city's Central Park neighborhood. The addition will include 12 flight simulators, classrooms, and office space. United says the expansion should be completed by the end of this year. The company aims to hire 10,000 new pilots by 2030. Public school enrollment increased slightly in Colorado this past school year, but still 30,000 students never made it back to class after the pandemic. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
About 81 out of Colorado's 178 school districts saw growth. The majority of districts lost between 25 to 100 students. Five school districts lost 500 or more students. Many urban districts, including Denver and Jefferson County, have lost thousands of students. Declining birth rates coupled with COVID-19 disruptions are the main reasons enrollment is dropping. That means some districts are considering closing schools and laying off staff. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny day. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs in the 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.